Debug the hive, kick back, clear your mind.
SpaceX shares closed just under $120 after a seventh straight day of losses, wiping more than $1 trillion off the company's recent peak. Welcome to Debug the Hype. I'm Alex Morgan. This show is not affiliated with Reddit or any subreddit, and I curate what online communities are talking about. Today's date is July 21st, 2026. That slide in SpaceX stock is a market story, but the bigger theme bubbling under everything this week is plain. People are fed up with how AI is changing work, trust, and politics.
SpaceX's seven-day skid erased roughly $1 trillion of market value and briefly traded below its IPO price, and analysts point to one clear pressure point. The company spent about $7.7 billion on AI projects in the first quarter, roughly three-quarters of its capital expenditures, according to Forbes. Traders on the technology forum framed this as profit-taking plus tech re-rating. But if defense deals or contract wins don't show up soon, their patience could run out. Watch quarterly guidance and any announced government contracts for signs the route stabilizes. The U.S. Space Force just expanded the National Security Space Launch Program so the Pentagon could buy up to about $30 billion in launches, raising the Phase 3 Lane 1 ceiling from $5.6 billion to $17 billion, and effectively adding heavy buying power to the launch market. For commercial rocket builders, that's a multi-year revenue opportunity, but award rules, certification, and timelines mean the money will be parceled across suppliers. Investors should expect gradual contract flow rather than a single overnight winner.
Something new happened this week. Voter anger about AI moved from online griping to actual political consequences. Local races, town hall fights over data centers, and well-funded midterm pushes are now centered on AI policy, not theory, but concrete votes and campaign dollars. That shift matters because public opinion is no longer abstract background noise. Pollsters from Pew and others find Americans are much more concerned than excited about AI spread. Put simply, those fears are starting to shape who sits in office and what those officials will be willing to do to rein it in. Start with the most immediate political pressure. Advocacy groups on both left and right are pouring money into state and local races to back candidates who promise stronger AI guardrails. One commentator that many threads quoted put it like this: "The people running these AI companies have spent millions telling Washington that any guardrail is an attack on innovation." That line surfaced repeatedly in community posts because it captures a core frustration. Voters see lobbying and flood-the-zone messaging, and they're reacting by backing candidates who say they'll set limits or slow the rollout. The practical result? A handful of incumbents perceived as too cozy with big tech are losing ground, and a set of local fights, from whether to allow massive data center builds in rural counties to whether to require public disclosures about automated decision systems, are becoming voting issues.
Why is that a market story, too? Regulation changes incentives. If enough localities demand stricter environmental or workforce protections for data centers, or if states adopt disclosure rules similar to California's recent steps around AI-staged advertising, that raises costs and slows deployment. Investors are starting to price in a world where the CapEx supercycle for AI still exists, but faces bureaucratic drag and political constraints. You can see the tension in trader threads that cheer the long-term AI trade one day and then warn about policy risk the next. Markets like certainty. Politics injects a new kind of uncertainty that is fundamentally different from supply chains or cyclical demand. There's a second, linked problem that's quieter, but potentially deeper.
AI is changing how competence shows up in public life, and that's creating a trust deficit. A growing body of research, the kind people cited on the technology subreddit this week, shows that giving people AI advice can make them look smarter while actually reducing overall judgment. One lab study noted a startling pattern. Access to AI dropped people's willingness to answer, "I don't know," from 44% to 3%. In the same tests, reported accuracy fell in some tasks from 27% to 9%, while confidence climbed from 30% to 76%. Those are concrete numbers that signal a dangerous combination: more confidence, less calibration, and a blinded acceptance of automated answers.
What does that look like in the wild? Two ways. First, workplace issues. Managers who rely on AI summaries might unknowingly promote decisions that rest on hallucinations or sloppy evidence review. Second, civic life. Voters and even elected officials can be influenced by polished AI outputs that feel authoritative. Reddit threads made this vivid with anecdotes about people citing AI-generated reports in meetings or politicians using AI-produced talking points that flatten nuance. The risk is not only that errors creep in, but that entire institutions, media outlets, municipal boards, hiring committees, adjust their standards downward because AI makes amateurish contributions look polished. Regulators are noticing. The Federal Trade Commission has warned about systems that steer outputs toward unexpected objectives and flag the risk of consumer deception. And California already has rules requiring disclosure when images are staged with AI for real estate listings. Those aren't decorative moves. They're early attempts to preserve human responsibility and prevent a race to the bottom in accuracy. Community reactions on Reddit range from, finally, to skepticism that the rules will be broad or enforced, and that skepticism is reasonable. Enforcement takes time and resources, and the companies pushing adoption have incentives that don't align perfectly with preserving skill or public trust.
Now let's make this more concrete with a small story that became a useful parable. A San Francisco cafe put AI-generated pictures of its menu in the front window and paid a social media price for it. The owners, AJ and Lindsay Lozano, said the images weren't meant to deceive customers, they were a cost-saving experiment. Customers reacted with mockery and a wave of negative reviews. Some compared the AI focaccia to a loofah and called the slaw something gross. That meme-worthy backlash matters for two reasons. First, it shows the consumer expectation. People expect businesses to show what they're selling, not an idealized synthetic version. Second, it's a preview of what happens when transparency is absent. Small trust violations amplify fast and hurt reputations, especially for local businesses that rely on foot traffic and word of mouth. Pull those threads together and you get a systemic picture. Voters hate the way AI is being pushed on them. Job worries, privacy losses, and perceived corporate power are all part of that anger. And that anger is now getting expressed at the ballot box. At the same time, AI tools are reshaping competence signals and making errors less visible. That feedback loop, political reaction driving stricter rules, and de-skilling making failures more likely, is the central governance challenge of the moment.
There are clear near-term trade-offs and policy levers to watch. First, procurement and CapEx. Governments can slow or redirect public money toward audited, verifiable systems that prioritize safety. Second, disclosure rules. Requiring businesses to label AI-generated content, especially where consumers rely on visual or factual accuracy, reduces deception. Third, workplace standards. Governments and industry groups can mandate human-in-the-loop checkpoints for high-risk decisions, like hiring, lending, or medical triage. Reddit communities are already debating these options. Comments alternated between regulate now and teach people to use AI better. Both are necessary. Regulation to set baseline protections, education to rebuild skills and skepticism. Markets will react to those decisions. One reason SpaceX's stock drop caught headlines this week is that investors are asking whether the same rush that drives CapEx, the AI supercycle Goldman and others have described, can continue unchecked if public pushback and political constraints increase. Remember that capital expenditure isn't only about servers and chips, it's about building power, cooling, and data center capacity that face local zoning rules and community resistance. A company that underestimates those frictions risks big capital commitments that don't pay off. There's also a geopolitical angle. Goldman projected that the U.S. will outspend China on AI capex, but the gap will ebb and flow. That matters for national security and industrial policy, because if domestic politics make certain deployments politically toxic, spending patterns and supplier choices shift. Reddit threads on the stocks subreddit flag this. People noted that export controls, domestic politics, and public sentiment will shape where the money goes and who actually benefits from the AI boom.
So what should listeners watch for in the next few months? Three concrete signals. One, local ballot fights and city council decisions about data centers and AI procurement. Those are leading indicators of political appetite for limits. Two, company guidance on CapEx and political risk disclosures and earnings calls. Watch whether firms quantify potential regulatory headwinds. 3. Adoption metrics versus skill metrics. If studies continue to show falling calibration and rising confidence after AI use, expect more regulatory and cultural backlash. Before I hand you a practical note, the conversation online is noisy and emotional, and that's okay. It's how society reweights incentives. Reddit threads capture that mood. Some users demand strict controls and accountability. Others worry that overregulation will throttle innovation and jobs. Both positions show up because both are partly true. My read is this: markets will continue to fund AI infrastructure for the near term, but the pace, distribution, and public acceptability of that spending will hinge on how quickly companies and policymakers address trust, accountability, and concrete local impacts. Finally, a quick guardrail about evidence. Many of these claims in online threads are supported by named sources: Pew polling on public sentiment, the FTC's public guidance, the lab studies showing the "I don't know" collapse, and specific cost numbers like SpaceX's $7.7 billion AI capex figure this quarter. Where a claim comes from a single poster or meme, treat it as what it is, a signal of mood, not a verified fact. Community noise is useful. It tells you where attention is concentrated, but it's not a substitute for regulatory filings, court orders, or peer-reviewed studies.
If voters are already voting against perceived AI recklessness, companies that keep treating public trust as an externality will face real political and economic costs. This is Alex Morgan from Debug the Hype.
Debug the Hype, where the builders talk it through. Oh yeah, from the glitch to the glow, every line, every clue. Debug the Hype. Tune in, take that ride.